Hi, friends, and welcome. I am your hot mess of a host, Mary Hendricks from The Very Merry Life, your new mom friend that soon will feel like an old friend. Every week, I want you to come and join me as we cover moments in motherhood, marriage, sex, and more. Some moments worth savoring, others worth surviving, all with a laugh, pep talk, or F-bomb every now and again. I want you to come as you are, but leave the sugar coating behind because, guys, we know how sweet it already is. So what do you say? Up for picking some daisies?
And hello. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Picking Daisies podcast. You have just me today, and I'm not going to make today's episode way too long. Instead, I'm just going to kind of go over something that has been personally, you know, afflicting me, something I'm actually currently in right now, and it's just... it's like the worst thing ever. I'm going to try not crying during it, but I felt like I should get on when I'm in one of these moments to kind of help really talk about it and break it down. And that is PMDD. If you've seen the title of this episode, I wanted to talk about my recent diagnosis with having PMDD, perimenstrual dysphoric disorder. You may be seeing it here and there on social media. If you follow me over on Instagram or TikTok, I have talked about it lightly, but I haven't talked about it fully. I've been a little bit hesitant to, just because it was back in October that I got diagnosed with it officially from my midwife in OBGYN practice. And since then, I've just been trying to navigate it as best as I can because it's hard. And I'm going to kind of go through what that looked like for me before diagnosis, what drove me to diagnosis, kind of what the symptoms look like for me, what I've been doing since, you know, getting a diagnosis and starting a plan of action to try and tackle it, and how I'm feeling today, which, I mean, spoiler alert, I don't feel great, but it's better. So there is that. But anyway, let's get into it. Perimenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD. I do feel like it is a little bit more of a talked about thing on social media. I do know that there are big creators that are officially coming out saying that they've been diagnosed or that they are struggling with it. And a lot of people usually talk about it in the realm of PMS, and they assume that PMDD and PMS are the same exact thing, and they are absolutely not. I wish I just had PMS. I honestly wish I just had PMS. And PMDD is something newer for me. I don't feel like I dealt with it my entire life. I feel like with each baby, it got subsequently worse. And this third time was the real kicker of where it fully clicked in. And it has been since I stopped breastfeeding. I feel like towards the end of my breastfeeding journey, it definitely wasn't pretty. I think a lot of it was masked with either postpartum depression or anxiety. But I didn't really understand what I was facing until it was after breastfeeding. And even then I didn't understand. I thought I was just like hormonally, well, I am hormonally crazy, but I thought I was just, I don't know, just PMSing and being dramatic. And then when I noticed a pattern in my routine and my pattern in how I was feeling and a pattern in my energy and my sleep and my eating and my emotions and my ability to regulate myself, when I noticed that there was a pattern in all of that, I started paying a little bit more attention to see how it would keep playing the next month and the next month and the next month. And for about six months, I tracked it, hoping it would just get better along the way. And sure enough, it didn't. And I hit what I call my version of rock bottom, but really it was just like two incredibly very scary moments for me. And I'm ready to talk about it. Although it scares the shit out of me to talk about it because it's, I don't know, it's not fun. But PMDD, I have my phone right here. I'm going to read what the medical, official medical diagnosis and term or definition is, that way you can understand what it is. It says it's usually self-diagnosable. I had a feeling that that's what I had. If you have a feeling that that's what you have, then there you go. You can diagnose it. But I would definitely recommend going to your doctor to really talk about it. So PMDD causes extreme mood shifts that can disrupt work and damage relationships. Symptoms include extreme sadness, hopelessness, irritability, or anger, plus common PMS syndrome symptoms such as breast tenderness and bloating. Let's see, other symptoms. Sleep, excessive sleepiness or insomnia. Yep. irritability or crying. Yep. Appetite changes, bloating, depression, diminished interest in usual activities, economic or social dysfunction due to symptoms, fatigue, feeling overwhelmed, food cravings, headaches, increased sensitivity to rejection, lack of concentration, self-critical thoughts, water retention, or weight gain. So let's start in with me. Okay. So like I said, I had stopped breastfeeding and all of a sudden I started noticing about a week before my period, as a lot of the definition says, I would just, it was like a day and night switch. It was like something that would happen overnight where the first thing that would show up for me was imposter syndrome. And if you're not sure what imposter syndrome is, it's basically the second guessing of yourself, thinking that you don't, that you're an imposter, that you're not really who you say you are, and that people are thinking that you're someone that you're not, or you just are a fake, a fraud. And that's kind of what you feel like. And I would notice it when I get on my stories for Instagram or TikTok. And even now, like I kind of have that going on right now where I'm trying to talk to you and I'm second guessing every word that is coming out of my mouth. Right now, I am second guessing in my brain, and I've gotten a little bit better about like navigating that feeling and pushing myself through it and not taking it so personally, because at first when that would happen, I'd be like, okay, that's it. Like, this is the end of my career in social media. This is the end of everything that I love doing. I really suck at everything. And I would like really buy into like the disbeliefs and the misconceptions that your imposter syndrome is going to try and feed you. It's like a voice that lives in you that's kind of telling you that you're a bag of shit. I would really buy into it. Now I don't buy into it as much, although I'm still sitting here and I have a pit in my stomach and I've yet to even be on my Instagram stories. And I probably won't even today because I feel useless. I feel useless. And that's what it feels like. But I'm trying not to cry. I hate this feeling. It's an awful, awful feeling. PMDD sucks ass, but you guys are getting the raw and the real of it because I'm currently in the middle of it and it sucks. So with that being said, that was my first tip off. The second was incredible irritability and change in appetite. And change in appetite actually was a lack of wanting to eat, where I would go all day. And even today, I have to remind myself, I don't think I've really eaten anything. I wouldn't touch a single thing until the end of the day, where maybe I would have a few bites of dinner and then I would be done. And I know it was starting to concern Kevin, where he would, you know, message me and be like, hey, have you eaten today? Or at the end of the day, he's constantly asking me that, like, hey, have you eaten? Especially because he knows certain, he can pick up on it. That was another thing. He noticed it. Like he noticed that there was a complete shift in my mood, especially with that irritability. Like anything that he did, I was immediately just annoyed with him. Like the sound of his feet touching the ground in the morning, the way he like stepped, annoying. The way he chews his food, annoying. The way he talks, annoying. The way the kids talk, annoying. The noises, their toys, the TV, the shows, whatever you want to call it, all just got me where it was like, clutter in my head, clutter on the outside, and then I felt like I was going to explode. And some of my worst mom rage moments that I have had in the last 3 years have happened all during that time. And it has only, you know, when I started really tracking, it was when I picked up on that, where I was like, some of my worst moments as a partner and as a mother have happened during that week. And then that's when I started noticing like, hey, there's something going on here. Depression, complete hopelessness. Like that week feels like there is gloom and doom. That is where I'm at right now. Right now, it feels like the world sucks. Everything sucks. There's zero reason to hope for anything. Everything just is awful. The world is going to crumble. But also, I kind of hope it does. That is how it feels. It's like, I feel so terrible and everything that I don't think I would mind if all of a sudden the world just. And that's a terrible way to live. But again, you guys are getting me currently in a PMDD moment. So I'm just going to be fully, fully honest with you during this. I'm trying to think what other symptoms really were happening during that time. It was irritability, crying. I would cry a ton. Actually, a lot of my videos, if going back through social media, you might be able to, even if you really wanted to like go down and sit and study my social media, you probably could pinpoint when I was in a PMDD moment based off of the content that I shared, because a lot of the content that I shared during that week was very emotionally charged, or I cried a lot on my stories, or I put up a video, I remember over the summer, talking about loneliness. That was a PMDD moment where that entire day, I remember just, I couldn't stop crying. And I remember sitting on the stairs, and I'll never forget that day, because that's when the final symptom, which was the tip off that that's what I was dealing with, showed up, and it scared me to death almost. And that is some suicidal ideation. That day that I'm talking about, I cried so much, and I felt so miserable, so hopeless. The world seemed so dark. And what was even harder hitting is that the week prior, a few days prior, it was like sunshine and roses. So it was like someone literally came and just flipped a switch in me, and then I couldn't understand it. And then I thought I was going crazy, and I thought something was wrong with me. And that's how I even feel right now. It's like, what is going on with me? It's like, I can't control it. And it's the worst thing, because it's your brain. It's your brain, it's your body, it's your emotions. You should be able to, like, for me, I think about it and I'm like, I should be able to control this. What is wrong with me right now? And I can't. And I can't. And that was a very frustrating feeling, but you feel so terrible that I remember just sitting there and then crying more, because all I kept thinking was, it wouldn't be a very bad thing right now if I just, if I just currently took myself out of the picture. I wish I was brave enough. I remember that was the saying that I just kept repeating in my head, was, I wish I was brave enough to end it, because I'm not. And I never will be. And I never want to do that, because I love my family and I love my kids and I love my life. 3 other weeks out of the month, except that 1 week where it's like, I hate everything. And that, again, is where I'm at right now. And it's awful. It's an awful, awful feeling. And, don't wish it on anyone. But again, this is the things that need to get talked about. And that's why I want to be very open and honest, because it does sound scary. And I've been hesitant to ever share that portion, because I don't want people worrying about me. That's the stigma with mental health, is that the moment you open up about it, somehow there's a label placed to you where I'm afraid that if I open up and I share that this not so fun side of myself exists, that I, the next time I ever have a low moment, even if it's not a PMDD moment, because I'm human and I have my off days and I have my bad days and my emotional days not related to PMDD, I'm so afraid that I'm going to be labeled as, oh, are you okay? Oh, you like, I don't want someone to think that I'm going to do that. I'm never going to do that to myself. Again, that is why it was so out of my norm to hear a little voice in my head say, you know that there is an answer to this, right? And the moment that happened, I remember calling Kev and I cried and I told him and I said, there's something wrong. I said, there's something wrong. I said, I have never in my life thought in my head, I could stop all this right now. There's a final solution. And I cried and I was very open with him. And I remember he was away for business. Like, he was gone for 3 days and he was worried, like very, very, very worried about me. Month later goes by. And of course, you know, it was like a 7-day window of PMDD. I had not known that that's what it was, but I felt that gloom and doom and awful, you know, suicidal ideation feeling. And that passed. And then I was back to my normal self. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what that was. That was wild. I must have just had a really overwhelmed moment. Didn't really think anything of it until the next month happened. And the same exact thing happened the week before my period. And I called my sister this time. And I just broke down in the kitchen. Like, I couldn't, like, hyperventilating, bending down, touching the ground, sitting on the ground in the middle of my kitchen, unable to move because I was so scared of myself. And I called her and I couldn't even, like, get the words out. And I just told her and I said, something's wrong. And I said, the fact that this is in my head right now is scaring me. And that happened. And then it happened a third time. And that was my final straw. And you guys saw that moment because I actually was trying to ignore it. And I was driving the kids to school and I tried making a vlog and I have my phone propped up in the, you know, corner of my window in my car. And I tried making a vlog and I caught a moment where I was so overwhelmed that I just cried my eyes out the entire drive to school. It was awful because I know I snapped on the kids before getting them in and it was an unusual snap. There's like, I have my mornings where I just, you know, yeah, they just don't listen. And my kids have like selective hearing for, you know, I just have to talk a little loud motivational speaking for selective hearing children. I have those regular mornings, but this was extra. And that's what I've noticed is like during those week, it's extra. You know, the level of response is extra. It's not my ordinary response. And it's like I go from 0 to 16. By the time I try and regulate myself, something else happens. And then it's like 0 to 120. I don't even have a rebound. And it's almost like a out of body experience where I'm almost sitting and being like, this isn't you. And why are you freaking out about this? Why are you bringing it to this level? It didn't require that type of response, Mary. And it was then that I finally said, I'm going to the doctor because I knew that something was wrong. And thankfully, through opening up about it, because my period in general, aside from PMDD, has just been hell on earth. I heard a lot from many of you who follow me on Instagram and TikTok who've reached out to me and weighed in and shared your own experiences. And it wasn't until I had about 15 of you reach out and tell me about your PMDD and how the final tip off with your PMDD experiences were suicidal ideation that I knew exactly what I was dealing with. Because again, I have never, not never as like a teenager when your life is extra emotional. Maybe I probably thought that because I don't know, most teenagers do at some point, but as an adult who has her life not together, but you know, I'm happy you settled in my life. I had never experienced a thought like that. And that was incredibly helpful. So for everyone here, if that is one of you who sent me a message like that, that shared their experiences, thank you. Because I owe everything to you to get me to the place of going to the doctor and talking to her and being very honest, because that was one of the hardest parts, was talking to her. And if at first I was going through and I was very scared about adding in the suicidal ideation portion. And she was like, oh, okay. So like PMS. And I just looked at her and I said, no, it's not PMS. And then I paused, I took a deep breath and I told her the truth. And I was so afraid because I don't know. You hear these crazy stories where I'm like, I don't need to be locked up. Like, I don't need to be monitored. Like, I'm okay. I'm not going to do this. But that's the whole point, is like, I'm very much self-aware that this is an abnormal feeling and it's not true. And it's not something I should listen to. And it's something that is so out of character for me that I need help. And thankfully she responded so well. And the moment I told her that, she was like, okay. So all of that being said, that is my experience there. In terms of diagnosis, it was just laying it all out. You have to be very honest. Please just be very, very, very honest. And if someone isn't taking you seriously, or if someone is just saying that's just motherhood, then tell them to go fuck themselves, because that is not true. It's not true. The amount of other responses that I heard from the reel itself absolutely were mind-boggling when I shared this reel, and I'll pull up some responses, because I, again, shared about how terrible my periods are, and just hearing some of you say what your doctors told you after you opened up to them about this, is awful. So let's see. Okay. This shouldn't be so many of our realities, but it is, unfortunately. Not alone. This reel took off. It went crazy. Didn't get as many views, but the engagement on it and the amount of responses on it. I had 585 comments of people all saying that they are feeling the same exact way. My periods have been horrific for the last year. I feel like I'm not even the same exact person. I talk about this all the time with my husband. We need to find solutions. I recently started looking into nutrition ties. I tell my husband all the time, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride of emotions leading up, during, and coming off of my cycle. I get a handful of decent days, because that is how I feel, between having a really heavy, hard period to my PMDD. Ovulation even has been wild for me, where I cramp during ovulation. I have symptoms of ovulation where I can tell which side the egg is releasing on. It gets so sore. The perk about ovulation for me, though, is that I get a boost of energy and I feel like I'm unstoppable. So it's like a confidence boost. But between the polarizing opposite of PMDD, it almost makes me feel like I'm bipolar during those 2 weeks, because I am on such a high during ovulation. To drop to such a significant low is wild. It's a wild roller coaster. It's like I reach the peak and then boom, down, and it's awful. Let's see what else. Oh, okay. So this was me. My children are 3 years and 18 months old. It was so out of whack hormonally. I felt like a prisoner in my own natural hormone shifts. I felt despair, sadness, extreme depression. I was irritable all the time, even suicidal ideation before my cycle would begin. Hello, it's me. I'm telling you, there's a better way. Our world isn't designed to support women's hormone function. We don't have to suffer. We can get more than 5 good days a month. It can get better. And that actually came from someone who I know currently is sharing that she is working hard on her nutrition to see if she can fix it, which is something I'm going to get into myself. Let's see. It's consistently 2 weeks before my period every month. It could be PMDD. I have it. And unfortunately, it is chronic and hormone related, but it's a very real thing. I developed it at 25 and it gets worse with each delivery. One of the reasons why she takes CBD and other things for her moodiness. And she swears by a supplement called Moody Bird, which actually I tried and I love because it has chestberry in it. But again, I'm going to get into that in a second. But if you go through, I will link it in the show notes, this particular reel that I talk about my periods. You guys can hear more and see what people are saying on the community of the Very Merry Life with this. This is a big thing for a lot of us. And it's not just me. And that was an incredibly reassuring moment, but it also was heartbreaking because I hate that. I hate having a relatability factor in the struggle. I hate that. But that is what it's like. It's just been a very hard thing. And at that moment, after the doctor, she kind of said, we have options. We can either put you on an SSRI, or we can put you on birth control. And she said, the problem with birth control is it all depends on the person. It can actually make your symptoms worse, or it can make it better. It all depends on the person. I have a terrible history with taking birth control, particularly the one that they prescribe a lot of women for PMDD, which is called Yaz. I don't do very well with. I've been on Yaz before. It made me a Looney Tune. So I am trying not to go on birth control. And then in terms of an SSRI, I didn't feel like that was the correct fit for me right that very second when she had suggested it, because again, 2 or 3 weeks out of the month, I feel really good. It's the 4th week out of the month that I am in hell. It's my hell week where I'm like, I don't feel right just taking an SSRI, and like, I get nervous that I'm going to numb stuff, but honestly, it may not be the wrong choice for me. And that's kind of what I'm trying to navigate right now and figure out. But at that time, I said, I just want my options. I'm going to try and figure this out nutritionally. And that is what I'm trying to do. I had Miranda, who I had on as a guest from the Period Lab. She is working with me. We're trying to figure out my eating and things like that. And the reason why I haven't talked a lot, because I don't want to talk from an expertise advice, is because I am still finding it very hard to adapt a lot of the nutrition things that she wants me to incorporate, because it's hard. It's not a major lifestyle haul, but it is a lifestyle change. It's small lifestyle changes that I'm struggling in and of itself to balance the workload that I have. I'm struggling balancing the podcast. I'm struggling balancing all the other deliverables and my family life that comes first. Like I'm struggling so much to do it all, and to add one more thing onto my list is just hard, but I'm trying my absolute darndest. But that's a big reason why I haven't talked a lot about it. But we're taking a handful of supplements, vitamin D, calcium, chestberry. Like I said, chestberry is a really good one that's helped support PMD, PMS, codfish liver oil, magnesium. Magnesium is huge. Huge. I actually am taking a new magnesium product at the end of the night that I really like. I like the way it makes me feel at the end of the night. It just kind of helps wind me down a little bit more, but that has been a game changer. And like I said, I'm emotional right now because I am currently in a PMDD week, but I'm on here. I am doing stuff. I'm navigating. I'm just emotional, as you guys, if you've been hearing, I'm teetering right now, and it's better. So it's better than me wanting to not be here and be alive. I'd rather just take crying all day, because that's where it's at. So there's hope that it could get better. But it definitely is taking its sweet old time, and it is what it is. You know, I've been dealing with it for 7 months. I'm willing to put the work in to see what I can do, naturally, but I'm not writing off the natural stuff or the medication route either. But eating is also another big thing. That I will add onto that is, like I said, my appetite got affected or gets affected during this week alone, and blood sugar and PMDD go hand in hand. So what they have found is people who have low blood sugar or unregulated blood sugar levels typically get harder with emotional hormonal fluctuations like this. And I'm going to bring Miranda, who I'm working with, on again to talk about this because she can explain it in such a better way, because she, the way she educates me on certain stuff is just mind-boggling how much she knows about the woman's body and hormone cycle and everything. But eating has been a big thing. So if I can tell you anything, if you are thinking that you are struggling, pay attention to what you're eating, how much you're eating. Make sure you are snacking throughout the day. Make sure you're getting a lot of protein in there, and healthy fats and things like that, just to help you, because everything is worse when you're hungry all the time. All the time. It is 10 times harder when you're hungry. Oh, and caffeine. Limit caffeine as much as you can, even though I'm sucking at that because I'm currently drinking a caffeinated drink, but caffeine limiting that is good. Actually, to be fair, I've only had one cup of coffee and this is my second thing, so that's going to be plenty for me. But typically I try not to go past two cups of coffee a day, because add that with PMDD and the heightened anxiety that I get during PMDD, that is not a pretty picture. So those are the things that I'm doing. Again, I am not trying to sound like an expert. I am just sharing the raw and the real with you as to how I feel, because it's hard. And being a mom and trying to navigate this and trying to be a social media content creator, business owner, whatever I am at these days, is even harder. It's been difficult. It's been difficult juggling it all, especially the podcast and figuring this out and everything, but I'm determined. I'm trying to make this work, because I poured so much of my heart into it, and I feel like PMDD is just trying to, you know, fuck it up. I feel like that's what it is. I get angry at PMDD sometimes. I try to make it like its own separate entity, because I get so angry at it. I feel like it's trying to just ruin everything that I have worked so hard for, but I'm refusing to let it, because I don't want it to win. I don't want it to win, because I love everything that I've set in place and everything. So anyway, with that being said, I'm not trying to make today's episode long. I'm not even trying to leave it with a solution. I don't ever, in podcasts, I rarely ever offer solutions to things because I'm not an expert, but I'll bring experts on. You'll hear experts soon. Again, I'm only going down to one podcast a week. So Fridays, that's one thing I'm doing to hopefully mitigate some of what I'm feeling and the overwhelm and the burnout. But I'm going to bring people on that can talk to us and whatnot. This entire podcast is designed so you feel like you have someone in the trenches with you, whether you have PMDD or not. I hope you feel like you have a friend in this with you, a mom that's in this with you, a mom that's navigating this with you. That doesn't necessarily, I don't know necessarily everything I'm doing. I don't have the answers for everything. I don't always do everything right. And PMDD is one of those things that I am navigating because it's brand new to me. And it's something that just, I haven't seen many people talk about, because it's new. Women's health in general has just been one of those things that I feel like we've gotten kind of gaslit on. Like, I feel like we've just been kind of told, like, oh, it's par for the course. Like, oh, you're a mom, of course you're going to be overwhelmed. Or, oh, you're a mom, of course you're going to be sad. Or, oh, you're a mom, of course it's just par for the course. Like, no, it's not. It's not. And I just hope talking about it and sharing what I was feeling hopefully just helps you guys, because we shouldn't have to live like this. It's an awful feeling, and I'm saying this from experience. It's an awful feeling, but it can get better. It may not be perfect. I'm right there with you, because I wish it was perfect and I didn't feel like this right now, but I do. But I'm here and I'm talking, and that right there is already a win throughout all this PMDD, especially when it got really dark and it got really scary. So with that being said, I love you guys. Please message me over on Instagram or TikTok if you have any questions about PMDD. I'm going to link Miranda from the Period Lab. I'm going to link her account in the show notes. Again, I'm going to link all the different things that I've talked about in the show notes as well. And just start talking about it. Go to your provider. If you really are thinking about this, if you are scared at all, if you are like feeling like you are out of body and you don't know what's going on, find answers. Don't stop pursuing answers. If your provider is making you feel stupid for them, find a new provider. Okay. You don't deserve to feel like this. No one should. Hormones is just one of those things that people are not understanding. And I think it's because we have not really talked about them. And that can change right here and now. And I'm ready to start the conversation. So anyway, thanks for being here.
Another episode down. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love today's episode, I would be so appreciative if you would leave a rating and review. I cannot begin to tell you how much those mean to me, but also how much they help me get in front of more eyes and more ears. As always, be sure to check back every Tuesday and Friday for a new episode, whether it's an episode with me, me and my husband, me and Katie, or just another incredible, amazing guest. Stay tuned for more honest, real, raw chit-chat. And hey, do me a favor before you go. Remind yourself how amazing you are, how enough you are, how special you are. And boy, oh boy, I sure am glad to have you here. Thanks, friend.